But where were the stories?
Television is all about images. It's not about ideas. And folks, we are going to give you images. And we give you sandstorms. We give you smart bombs. We give you everything short of the mother of all bombs.
They're calling it Root Hurricane.
And with this 20,000-hour orgy of images, did television war reporters regain the central place they had in Vietnam?
But it's still a long train, if you will, a long convoy, thousands of vehicles.
The army's now saying we've got to get out of here because there is still a mortar threat from the Iraqis who are still not too far away defending the southern outskirts of Bashar.
For 4 days now, they have been taking incoming fire from this group of buildings you can see through the mist there. It was once a hospital, it is now an Iraqi command center.
We've heard at least 20 loud explosions like that over the last 10 minutes or so. Here's another one.
The guys in this war didn't have time to think, time to make even phone calls, time to check it out with other people. The anchorman would switch to him and he'd say, "What's happening?" And he'd say, "What's happening?" You never heard a single one of those field correspondents said, "I'm not ready, Charlie. Come back in 10 minutes. Well, that guy wouldn't last very long out there.
Come on.
I actually doubted that the people who were embedded were going to see any action, but in fact, I was wrong. And I think that a lot of the people who were embedded did see action. But for all the dozens and perhaps hundreds of reporters that were embedded with the American troops, there wasn't anybody who was embedded with an Iraqi family.
Come out! Out here in the yard, Keep going.
They're stuck, sir.
Yeah, clear the house now.
No one there.
No one in that one.
Justin.
And so we saw what was happening on the sending side of the weaponry, but we didn't often see what was on the receiving side. And that is one of the big voids in the coverage of this particular war, the actual horror of what it must have been like when the bombs and the bullets struck.
But there were images from the other side. Al Jazeera and other Arab news networks were a new and uncontrollable element on the worldwide media battlefield. International broadcasters with an Arab point of view.
Of the U.S.-British strike to a popular market in Ashulla neighborhood.
They showed the consequences of war with all its suffering and death. With images like this available to the world, American television was forced to take account of the 100,000 Iraqi civilian casualties. And how did American television deal with war's ultimate realities?
Finding this evening, casualties. There's no doubt that people are being hurt and killed. We do not know, in many cases we cannot know yet, who they are. But seeing casualties, or not seeing them, is a powerful factor in how people regard the war. The Arab television service Al Jazeera showed people who appeared to be lightly wounded. The correspondent says the injured, and also these men who were killed, were hit outside the town. They look to be civilians, but they may have been soldiers.
Commentaries put the truth of the images in question, and pictures of casualties never followed images of bombing.
Death and information. Realities of war.